It's 5:04 and I'm Lisa Peeks with WUSF 89.7 News. The Florida Supreme Court has ruled 5-2 that jury recommendations to impose the death penalty must be unanimous and that a new law allowing non-unanimous recommendations is unconstitutional. The legislature passed the law this year in response to a U.S. Supreme Court decision that said Florida's death penalty system gave too much power to judges instead of juries. State Representative Michelle Rowinkle-Vasalinda has been an opponent of the death penalty for years.
I was not surprised that the court had found it unconstitutional, and I was pleased because, you know, I've not been supportive of the death penalty, and this is just one more nail in the coffin of the death penalty, one more signal that it's on its way out.
Mark Schlackman is with the Florida State University Center for the Advancement of Human Rights and says Florida has been an outlier when it comes to the death penalty, being one of only three states not requiring a unanimous decision.
The Florida Supreme Court urged the legislature to take this action more than a decade ago. It's obviously been a very long time in coming.
A spokesman for Attorney General Pam Bondi says her office is reviewing the ruling. Substance abuse experts are worried about the Florida Department of Corrections' recent moves to take control of transition programs. Mark Fontaine is with the nonprofit Florida Alcohol and Drug Abuse Association.
The goal of these programs is to reduce crime and promote recovery. Rather than shutting down something that is working, we support efforts to expand funding so more of these successful programs can be put into place.
The department claims centralizing reentry services will serve more inmates. The fight over transition facilities began earlier this year when the agency attempted to close the Bridges of America halfway house in Broward County. Obey News 9 says partly cloudy tonight with a low of 72, breezy throughout the weekend. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and a high 86. Mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of rain and a high 85 Sunday. It's 5:06.